Did you come to the Old Home Day as a child?
Yes.
And when was your earliest memory of Old Home Day?
Ah, oh, that's hard to tell, really, yeah. Because I don't probably remember the earliest,
yeah.
You know, so much. But when I do, I remember that we all played around together. And,
yeah.
Of course, we didn't know the kids from the ironworks, or, you know, unless our families visited,
yeah.
Which they did, mm-hmm. You know, back and forth and stuff. But we were more apt to play with the kids that we went to school with, which
yeah.
I suppose is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And but they didn't have Old Home Day way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can remember my aunt and uncle over on the Sawtooth Road having the beans in the ground then.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family and friends would go there.
Yep.
So I really can't tell you, but I don't think that was Old Home Day. I think it was just more gathering together, but I
yeah,
do remember that part,
certainly.
Too.
What were your favorite parts of those times, going to those events?
I think just getting out and playing.
Mm-hmm.
And doing, things together.
Yeah.
I mean, hopscotch and all those games.
Yep. Have you come to Old Home Day frequently since then?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I come every year.
Oh, great. What are some of the things you see change from year to year or see the same that you remember?
Well, I think they had more animals years back.
Yeah.
Showings of more animals. And I think they, as far as the dinner and the beans, I think that hasn't changed much at all. I think it's still like it used to be, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the setup and everything else.
Sure.
And I can remember when I was a young girl waiting on table, too, you know, at the dinners. And but it was always, I don't know, it was just a thing you look forward to. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
And it still is a nice time.
Cause
you can. You see a lot of your neighbors that you live close by, 4 or 5 miles, and you see them on, you don't see them during the year maybe, but
mm-hmm.
you get to visit with them Old Home Day.
Yeah. Is that your favorite part about Old Home Day?
Yes.
Who are some of the people you remember this year?
That I remember?
Yeah, that are here, that you've been with a while.
That haven't been here a while?
People that you've known for a long time that are here as well with you today.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen quite a few at my table,
yeah,
you know, and things, and I think we get to see each other more than we did way, way back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's because of organization meetings and things like that. I think it's because you come in contact. You may run them in the same, go to the same grocery store that they do,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Yep.
And sometimes it's sad things too that you see them at, you know, funerals. And
certainly.
The older you get, it seems you have more funerals to go to.
Yeah.
You know, and people that you've known, and then you see their families, and you wish, and they probably wish the same thing, the ones still living, that you'd visited more, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know they're there, and then you don't,
mm-hmm.
and you
it's
take it for granted,
yep.
and then somebody passes away, and of course it's in the funeral home, you see them again.
Yeah, so. That is too bad.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about your ancestors?
I go way back as far as Gilmanton goes. I have grandparents buried in Buzzell Cemetery,
mm-hmm.
in Gilmanton, and they lived, and my folks, we lived at the, I only remember living at the corner, but they lived down on Stockwell Road, on Meadow Pond Road,
mm-hmm.
down, and they had farms, the Clifford Farms.
Yep.
And they lost two, both by lightning, and after the second one was hit, they moved to the corner,
on,
mm-hmm. and that's, you know, where I was brought up there.
Yep.
And now I live on 107, but I did live on Courier Hill Road, too. I owned a home there with my husband,
mm-hmm.
above where my folks live. And, of course, we went to school in Laconia,
mm-hmm.
Laconia High School. I'm the youngest in the family. I've lost all my sisters and my brother, and they all went to Laconia and graduated there. Because
yeah.
we had no buses then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hitched a ride with workers
yep.
to get to school. So a lot of children weren't able to go to school
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have rides and things. And you hitched a ride to ride home at night from, sometimes you'd wait on the corner or South Main Street in Laconia. and wait for the workers to come out of the shops, and they'd stop, and they'd look at the corner and pick up anybody that needed a ride.
That's nice.
You know, it was all community.
Yeah.
Until somebody that was going to school, like one of the boys, got a license, and then we could pay him and help, you know, pay his gas.
Yeah.
And get rides.
That's fantastic.
No, it's a big change.
Yeah.
A nice change, really.
Yep.
And everybody gets to go.
Mm-hmm. You said you did get married?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have children?
Yes, I have three.
Three children. Who was your husband?
Alfred LaRush.
Okay.
And he passed away real young, 56 years old. He had a massive heart attack, and he'd been sick quite a few years before that, too. Mm-hmm.
And who were your children?
First one is Candace Deagle, and she lives in Gilmanton with her husband, Mickey Deagle.
Mm-hmm.
And they live just next door to me now.
Oh, good.
He's in the construction business, and she's town planner for Belmont. She was my first child, born in 1953. And then I went 8 years, and my first son was born, Michael in LaRush. And he's 46, and he lives in Hudson, New Hampshire, married, and has three children. And then I have a son, Stephen LaRush, that has a child and lives in Gilmanton.
Okay. What were some of the things that you did as a family as they were growing up?
We usually, in the summer, always took them to the ocean. They loved it just like I do and still do. That was, you know, a trip. And we went on picnics and we picked apples together and we kept up with what they had to do, and we were very fortunate. And my youngest son was in the service. He went in the service right from high school, but my oldest son went right to college afterwards. My youngest one has one child, and then my daughter doesn't have any children, but my oldest son has three children. So I am very lucky. I have four grandchildren.
Oh, four grandchildren. That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Can you think of any other memories from any time in your life that you'd like to share?
Probably after I go home and think about it.
Yeah, I imagine
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a hard part. But we always had a fun time growing up, even if we financially, you know, there wasn't monies to spend.
Yeah.
You know, and things, or they didn't spend them. And to go to the movies, say, once a year, at a Disney film or something when we were young. Oh, that was a big,
great thing. To be able to do.
And I can remember one of my older sisters used to sometimes take us, like a bunch of girls, to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big thing, to go to the theater.
Well, that sounds great.
Tell you.
All right. What were some of the happiest times of your life, or maybe your childhood?
Well, that's hard to tell, really, because I can say that I've had a lot of happy times.
Mm.
I think when my children were born, were very happy to me.
Yeah.
When we were married, I was very happy.
Yep.
But I was happy at home, too, before that, with my folks and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed that we were always getting together for somebody's birthday, something special, you know. I think we were more family-oriented than they are now.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but what I see around me, I just feel that sometimes family goes by the side, you know. Everybody is working and so hard to get ahead and everything, and it worries me sometimes, you know, that to think that they have to work so hard to get ahead. Wondering if it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, when you look back, you spent less time than you could have with your family.
Yeah, I don't know.
What were holidays like for you?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
We all had a beautiful Thanksgiving, a beautiful Christmas, and there might not be much under the tree compared to what my children had, but I guess that goes generation from generation, that world change, you know.
Yeah, certainly.
And of course, the mother didn't usually work anyway, and stayed home, and so the husband or the father was the one that made did the wages and so forth. But they were all, I can really say I'm so, so lucky to have so many that still live right close to me, my nieces and nephews.
Yep.
And I enjoy them so much. And a lot of them live right here in Gilmerton still.
Oh, that's great.
And they're just like my sister's children is just like my own children, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
They're cousins, wonderful. And they're real close, mm-hmm. and it's just that part of it. I just feel very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
And ones that there are other cousins that might be away, but they always come to everything that's special for the family.
That's great.
So, family is the thing. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that, and I just feel I'm very lucky.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today.
Well, thank you. I just hope I did all right.
No, you did great. It was wonderful.
Oh, I hope so. Because I said, when Barbara asked me, I said, oh, no, when I do work and